Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, what can I help you with?
Okay, I was given your number by the local office in Shelby County Health Department, and I just needed kind of a quick consult on, like, a situation where we had an event this weekend, and one of the attendees notified us on, I believe it was Tuesday, that on Monday they tested positive, and they felt they had some exposure maybe the week before an Easter. But she, you know, this event, we did do social distancing and masks required. And she said she notified anyone, which she thought there were maybe just two people that she had close contact with. And so I guess the club, Birmingham Kennel Club, you know, is just wanting to know. We also notified the management of the building in the city. So we just want to know if there is anything else, any other measures that you recommend.
I mean, as far as that, it's not much that we can recommend. If you're having like any symptoms, the only thing that we can recommend you doing is, of course, getting tested for the COVID. But I mean, if you're not having symptoms and if you were at least 6 feet apart from that person, then it's nothing that you really have to do. Have they went and got tested?
And it wasn't that I felt like I had exposure. And so it's not really, the question isn't really per se about me personally. It's, is it necessary, like, for a blanket email to be posted on our website that there was exposure, or is this more like, since we were practicing all the social distance and everything, and we don't really know of anyone else that got sick, we just knew that one person that attended, their responsibility is to let us know and also to let know anyone they may have had close contact with for 15 minutes, you know, in a close quarter. So they notified anyone that potentially they could, which was two people. So I was just, you know, if we've really covered our bases and that's really all, then we can do by notifying the management of the building and everything. We just needed to know if there was some other measure we're supposed to take, you know?
I mean, no, ma'am, not that I would know of. As far as something else, then no, it's not nothing that you have to. Now, if you want to post the email, anything like that, any updates, then yeah, that would be fine. Now, we can't really, that actually would be your option. Like, we can't tell you what to do as far as that, honestly, because that's your option. But an email, anything like that would be good. I mean, like I said, that would be your option. But it's nothing else that you would really have to do.
Well, because the one thing about posting something like that, we would need to be just like such a general posting so that we wouldn't be putting any kind of PHI out there. And then also it kind of creates a lot of people asking questions that we can't really provide answers to or not shouldn't provide. You know what I mean? Like all we can say is that one person said they tested positive, you know, that, and we don't even know that they're actually sick, because there are some false positives anyway. I mean, I know a while back before my husband and I were vaccinated, he tested positive on the rapid test, and then when he got the other test, it was negative. So, you know, she said she experienced a little allergies, but that she didn't feel like she was sick at our event, but it was after she learned about the exposure. And we just, for the Kennel Club AKC, we just have a listing where they say suggested things to do after learning of exposure after the event. And that's all I just wanted to run by the public Department of Health locally. If there's anything else that they recommend, that's all.
Right. So yeah, we're just a testing site line. It's not nothing that we can recommend. I mean, it depends on what you want to do. So as far as that, it's nothing else that we really recommend.
Okay. All right. Like, is there somebody, I guess I'm wondering, like, was there someone else I should be speaking to about this? Because, like, I called the local office and they just have nurses in there and they're busy with cases. Now, the girl that answered the phone, she didn't really think there was anything, but they just deal mainly with, like, patients. And the listing just says reach out to your local health department to see if there would be anything recommended. But we feel like we've covered everything by notifying, having that person, I emailed her and said, notify anyone you may have come in close contact with. And we notified the management of the building where we held the event, in the city. So I feel like we covered that, but I didn't know if within the Department of Health, is there an office that, is there something needed that we would need to speak to somebody else?
You can contact the health department if you would like, but we're just a testing site line. So it's not much information that we can really provide to you besides testing sites. Now, you can refer to our website if you would like, which is adph.org. But that's the only thing else I can recommend, the website adph.org or contacting the actual health department that's in your county.
Well, I did that, and they really just, they gave a nurse the message to call, but they really only just deal with patients and stuff like that. Appointments, patients, they don't like have anybody you can talk to. So I'll look at the website to see if there's anything else we need to do. So, okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health COVID hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you. You as well.